to see you.
How about Hogan's Alley? How much fun is this place?
Oh, yes, it's one of my favourite spots. You know, it's a great golf course, great setting. It's a real golfer's golf course, this one. This was how Nick Faldo used to enjoy playing. this got to hit it in the right place. Great design. I love, I've been seriously inspired by George Thomas' design, the simplicity. You know, some holes have just got, one bunker, one tree.
Right.
But you better hit it in the right place, wherever that is, left of the fairway, because you just can't hit it on the green from the right-hand side of the fairway. Or you can't hit the shot you want to hit. So you, beautiful bunkering. So you're right. I love this spot.
We're just talking to Phil Mickelson about how it changes with, because it's been awful weather here almost every year, and it's supposed to be a great week. How does that affect how you play this course?
Well, if these guys get consistent weather, the hardest thing in this golf course is hitting across the angles of the greens, because you put the pin back right, but there's nothing to work with.
Yeah.
You might only have 3 or 4 paces, even though the flag's on 26.
Yeah.
That corner of that green is at 23 or 22, and so if you just miss it and you land on the kikuyu and it sticks there, then you're chipping off a downhill lie onto a downslope, and you might only be 20 feet from the hole. And it's a really tough shot, and that's what makes the golf course so good. And then if you bail out, then you're too far away. There'll be some slope, and that's what. The fact that they get consistent weather here, good temperature, more like it's really the temperature.
Right.
Then the guys know how far they're going to carry the ball. Yeah, sure, the scoring has got to be significantly lower, because if you play it and it's cold and chilly and. And this course is quite famous because its yardage is short, but it can play so long because of the thick sea air.
Yeah.
You get some, and you have to play a little knockdown. So you might only be able to 165 yards. And with these guys, that might be big eights, sevens. But you might end up, because of the dampness and the breeze, it might be chipping a five.
Huh.
And that's when it becomes, it becomes a ball striker's golf course.
So your thoughts on this season? Anybody in specifically you're looking at this year that you say, okay, he's going to really break through?
Hahn. The name's James Hahn. he's cool. We like this kid.
Yeah.
He's cool. He's a good.
Is he the real thing? I mean, he's an old rookie, right?
Oh, he's amazing. You're old rookie, and he's Gangnam style. He's dancing, and he's a character, which is good.
Yeah.
That's what we like out on tour. I mean, the golf's been sensational. You had a great run there. The scoring's been a joke. I mean, with Snedek has shot something like, 21 birdies, 28 birdies, and about 20 odd birdies last week. So that's a pretty good run for 3 tournaments in a row. And it was obviously good to get Tiger there already, and Phil. Hey, it's been off to a flyer, as we would say.
And do you really see it as a Rory versus Tiger kind of a year, or is this more hype than reality?
I think it's more hype. I mean, who knows, to be honest? They've been head to head once. They both missed a cut, so the next chance, who knows if we'll get them head to head next week at the match play. They've got to do a lot of winning, and Rory hasn't played for a month, and so that could be interesting. It'd be a lot of warming up, really, jostling for position by the time they get to Augusta. That's when you probably will really, really get them tested. There may be a head-to-head before that, but in theory, that's the most important one.
Well, I'm thinking, you're a great guy to ask this question. Here, Tiger changes his swing 100 times, and Rory now changes his clubs.
Mm, yeah.
Would you have ever done that? The way they've done it when you're playing great.
Yeah, I did it. It's funny. When Rory announced it, I quickly said, "Hey, this is dangerous because I did the way back in when I my way back. I ran to Australia back in 1978 with brand new set of clubs, and because they couldn't hit my hat, so that wasn't the era when you could get them overnighted. You were done. That was it.
Yeah.
I did it later in my career. You change, you chase the big bucks and all that sort of thing, and you try, and they say, oh, this is the best driver in the world, but if it isn't, my goodness. So he's changed everything. I mean, this is a problem.
Feel, right?
Well, you've got, it's feel and it's confidence and it's, we only get in this game, we get a split second of impact.
Right.
And, we were testing golf balls yesterday. The sound of golf balls and the feel of golf balls is pretty dramatic. And then you get the sound of the face of a putter will be different. You know, even the shaft of a putter will be different. Then you go to the driver, same thing. Even though you put, even what people, what I'm trying to explain to people, even if you have the same manufacturer, if I was with a manufacturer, if they made me 12 drivers, I would say, those two are great. That one sounds horrible and doesn't go, right? And they're exactly the same because we've got feel.
Right.
So those become your gamers. And then you hang on to your gamers, and they're very, so they, you know, so they're very difficult. And then your own company says, oh, we've now got the new 2013 model. And you go, hang on, I mean, I really like my 2012 model, and I'm not too sure if I want to change it just yet, get me? Well, he's then changed company to company, and people say, oh, but they can make the same. Yes, you can make it factually the same, but you cannot reproduce feel.
Yep.
And but even that, you know, there's all this, because when you're talking about subtle differences, even the different length of the hosel in the irons might be different, which means the shaft is fractionally different, even though it's exactly the same shaft, get me?
Yep.
And so there's all these little things which I would say, when you're world number one and you've come that way, that's a really dangerous thing to mess with. Who knows? He might just say, fine, get on with it and waltz away. But
certainly an adjustment period anyway.
Yeah, but right? Yeah, but why adjust?
Exactly.
People say he's talented enough to adapt. Yes, but why adapt? Why be adjusting when the most important thing right now is you're world number one, and go out and play and compete, and you've got to fend off the rest of the world, because there's only one way to go when you're world number one. And you've got to fend them off as long as possible. So, you know, I think really bottom line to change all three things, you know, ball, driver, putter, and could be significant.
If you're the manager, though, you say it's a lot of money to give up too, right?
See, that's the other problem. Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, see, you come with a giant carrot, and the manager's done a fantastic one-stop shop, you know, cleaned him out, you only got one logo on your shirt, get on with it, yeah, sure. But we won't know now, but I personally think that whatever his goals were, he might have made them just a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. Is that the same with Tiger, though, changing a swing three times drastically?
Well, Tiger's, yeah, but some were through, everybody has reasons for doing
sure.
it. You know, he went from... But we agree that way back Tiger 15, crumbs as time flies, isn't it? There was the Butch Harmon swing,
right?
And then he said he changed because he wanted to protect the knee and this sort of thing. And then he went very rotational with the arms, but Tiger could only swing that way because he had such superhuman strength. I mean, he's got, and then so then he's then come out of that. The interesting thing for me is that there's been periods of time when Tiger's just kind of, I don't know how you describe it, but I know for a fact, like when he left Carnoustie, he was livid the way he was playing.
Yep.
And he didn't far anybody, just went on and looked after himself, and he won six or seven in a row. So he's obviously, you know, he's one of the most talented golfers of all time. And we've never actually seen a Tiger Woods swing. We've always seen his interpretation of a coach's swing. So I guarantee you, as you get older, you start thinking, there's only one way to play golf. You've already swung a club tens of millions of times, and that's your golfing DNA. So to mess with it as you get older, I tried it. I know I messed with it too late as well. You try something different, and you have I call it your golfing DNA, your rhythm, your tempo, or whatever you want to call it, your touch. That's you. Don't mess with it.
Is it like the pros are telling us, hackers, don't have too many swing thoughts, don't do this, just go out and play, enjoy?
Well, I don't believe in that, because that's not correct, because you have to have a thought. Because
sure.
If you need to go to the restroom right now, you need a thought.
Yeah, but not too many swing thoughts, right?
No, not too many, right?
Your head will
explode. Good to have a couple. There's no such thing as think of nothing, because
how
do you think of nothing?
Right.
It's impossible. So, but your pros can deal with that, because I had thoughts through my swing. I knew I had a takeaway thought. I had a top of the thought swing feeling, a halfway. I had four feelings in thoughts or feelings going on in my golf swing, so I know that worked. So it's doable.
But
where are we going? Hey, they're all incredibly talented guys, and it's we will see how it all unfolds as the season goes on.
Last thing, I'm wondering, Do you miss the competition from a standpoint of...
Yeah.
You would have liked to have gone out and played a little on the senior tour just for that competition.
Well, I would like to have gone out and played how Nick Faldo used to play.
I understand.
No, that's the thing. They always says, do you miss it? Like, I guess any athlete cannot run, jump, or chuck it as far as he used to.
Right.
And that's what happens to golfers. And so, you know, your game... Yeah, my game went off at the end of the... You know, around the turn of the 2000s odd and that sort of thing. And then... You know, you've struggled a bit, and it's hard work, and you're getting older, and you've got to jump higher and faster to keep fit, and all that sort of thing.
A lot of work, everything's
hard work, and then I'm 55 now, so my last win was here in 97. So time flies.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
last
time
win
flies.
Was here, huh?
Yeah, last win, last pro win was here in 97.
Wow.
So that's 16 years ago now. So there's nobody the same 16 years later. Yeah, but if I had pixie dust. and I could have played golf until the day I dropped at 90. Great, I would have, you know, I mean, competitively, I would have picked that because that was what I was. I guess that was what I was built for.
Yeah.
But hey, we've moved on to got new strings to the bow, and I love it. I've got lots of fun, interesting business things happening. You know, I've just joined forces with David Adele to create Faldo by the Adele. Check that out on your website.
Beautiful.
We're building clubs, irons, wedges, putters, and then a.
Excellent.
And then my series, I'm bringing, you know, the series is growing globally, and we're going to bring the series to America.
Excellent.
What else? Design work's going good.
Yeah, great.
I've just heard I've got two new projects even last week, so that's really cool and things like that. So I'm doing two for Donald Trump at Doral. I'm going to redesign two of them, so that should be a fun project with Donald. And what else is going on? And I've got four kids growing up, which I love, and you know, I'm building a house at... in the Greenbrier, and you know, I want to chill. So I haven't got time for golf.
And you deserved it, right?
I haven't got time to. Like, I enjoy this, just messing around. I'm going to be a wedge golf. My next major is the par 3 at Augusta. I think that's about my limit now.
I love that. But when you come here, though, it's got to bring smiles, knowing not only have you won here, but just Hogan's Alley and the history, right?
It's just a great golf course. I mean, I think you know, this is one of those courses where. You could probably say, I'm sure some people do, you know, say, God, if I only had to play one golf course for the rest of my life, this is a good one because it changes through the seasons.
Yep.
You know, it obviously is cold and wet and it's hot and firm, and that's what you want. You don't want the same every day. But this golf course is tough enough and different enough where you could probably handle playing this every day. This wouldn't be a bad spot.
Welcome back to L.A.
All right, thank you.
All right, appreciate the time.
Thanks.